Before Pesach, we left off on Nuntes, Amud Aleph. We had learned about the first 10 shuras in the Gemara. The Gemara continues commenting on the Braisa from Nun Vav Amud Beis. The Braisa that began on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, the bottom, Tan Rabbanan, two lines from the bottom of the Seft and Avodah Zarah Perites, it says. And the Braisa was listening off all the various mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach are obligated to observe. And there are different opinions among the Tanaim. So on the top line on Nun Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara quotes one Tana, whose opinion of Hananya ben Gamliel is of the opinion that not only are Bnei Noach forbidden to eat Eidah min Achai, let's say if you yank off or fell off a limb, fell off from the live animal, was detached from the live animal, is Eidah min Achai. Eidah min Achai is also for us and also for Bnei Noach. We have the din of Kama. If I eat an Eidah min Achai, I get Malkus. If another eats an Eidah min Achai, he gets Misa. The Oynish is Misa. The Gemara says, as Harasam, any time Bnei Noach violates any of his Isurim, is the Zui Misos, so the Oynish is Misos. So that's not a Kasha. The Gemara doesn't ask that Kasha. How come by the Bnei Noach it's more common than by the Yisrael? In the Onshin, we know that it's more common. Gezel, if I steal, I have to pay Kefal. Hey, whatever, the maximum punishment I can get is Kefal Dalmeh. And if Bnei Noach steals, he gets an Oynish Misa. The Gemara says Bnei Noach is Nerak for the violation of Gezel. So that the Gemara never asked that Kasha. The Gemara is just going to discuss the Ikad Nidi, is there such a thing that for Bnei Noach it's Osir and for Yisrael it's Mutter? But if it's Osir for both, you have an Isa both for Yisrael and for Bnei Noach, the difference is in the Yoinish, so that the Gemara is not going to be bothered with a Kasha. That's what the Tosfos points out, that's not a Kasha. So here this Tanur of Hanan and Yamliel is of the opinion that both by Yidin and by Goyim, there is an Isa of Dam and Achai. By us, we know there's an Isa Dam, you're not permitted to eat any Dam. There are different kinds of dam. Sometimes dam has kori, sometimes dam does not have kori. Dam shahanashama yotzebo, let's say when you shecht an animal. Thank you very much. When you shecht an animal, so Rashi on Nun Tesam and Aleph, there's a long Rashi that's 20 lines long, Dima Maskal, the Rabban and Havu, and Rashi quotes from Krisis Dav Chobeis, where the Gemara in Krisis describes when you shecht an animal, so first it comes out, the blood starts to gush out from the neck, the first amount of blood that comes out, if the doctor would come and seal up the incision, so it would stop bleeding, the animal wouldn't die. That's not Dam Shanashama Yotzebo. That's Dam. Let's say an animal has Dam Magofa, a bruise. So the dam that comes out, dam agofa that comes out, you're not chayv koras if you eat that dam. Let's say you buy meat, you buy kosher meat, geshachten the meat, and you don't salt the meat. And you eat the dam that comes out. So that's called dam ha'ivorim. So the dam ha'ivorim has no koras. It's an isur deraita, but there's no koras. There's only koras on certain parts of dam. Dam shanashama yotzebo, that has koras. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. The pasuk that says that that Dam Shanashama Yotzebo has Koris happens to be speaking about a case where somebody shechts an animal. So this long Rashi, on Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph, explains what's going on in the Gemara. There was a Havamina, one might have thought that one is only Chayv Koris if he eats Dam Shchita Shanashama Yotzebo. That part of the Dam that causes the animal to die. If you did a Shchita, but let's say an animal was wounded and it bleeds to death. So that's Dam Magofa Shanashama Yotzebo. Stop. The animal was bruised and it dies in such a case. Maybe one might have mistakenly thought that in such a case there's no Chiyuv Koris. Anisa Lab there would be anyways. All Dam has Anisa Lab. Less Dam Shebishloi. Once you cook the Dam, so there's a Machlekes in the Gemara in Menachos. But the Dam Shebishloi is Anisa Derais and Anisa Derabbanan. There are more paskins in Yeridei. If Ashkenazim, that Dam Shebishloi is only Derabbanan. And many, it's a shaila what the Mechaba holds. Many Sfardim are Machna, many Sfardim hold that Dam Shebishloi is an Isa Deraisa. They hold that the Mechaba doesn't hold in that Hefer. But there are more clearly paskins like that. That Dam Shebishloi, if you know that you cooked the Dam already, so the maximum the Isa will only be an Isa Derabbanan. Let's say I buy meat from the store and I cook it. And I didn't salt it. Now, no shaila salting. Now the butcher salts the meat. But years ago, when I was a little boy, so years ago, my mother had a salt. My wife had never salted any meat. But years ago, my mother used to salt the meat. So you got meat that was kosher geshachten, but it wasn't salted yet. So let's say if you'll cook the meat without salting it, so you'll have dam ivarim shapirish. If you have a raw piece of meat and it's full of blood and you eat it the way it is, that's hetagoma. Damei Varm Shalot Pirish, Tosis has rice in the Gemaras and Chulin and other Gemaras, but Damei Varm Shalot Pirish is Mutter. That's called, that's a chelik, that's Moel HaBosa, that's the juice of the meat. But if you take a piece of meat and you squeeze out the blood, and you didn't cook it, and you leave it like that, that's an Issa Deraisa. There won't be any chorus on it. Damei Varm Shapirish is an Issa Deraisa without any chorus. So let's say I take a piece of meat and I won't bother to salt it. I'll cook the piece of meat the way it is. So the dam will go out of the piece of meat into the soup, into the liquid, then it'll go back in the piece of meat. So that's in Shulchan Aruch, that's considered Dami Ram Shapirish, because it goes out and then it goes back in. But it makes it into Dami Ram Shapirish, but it also makes it into Dam Shabishloi. So once it's Dam Shabishloi, so it lowers it according to the Pesach of the Ramah of Ashkenazim, that is, it lowers it to the level of the Rabbanim. You'll have, if you have Sveikis, so there'll be certain kulas. According to the Mechaber, many would hold, many Sfardim will follow the Mechaber, would hold that that would constitute an Issa Deraisa, and you would have to be Machmer accordingly. You have to treat it like an Issa Deraisa. So the Gemara here needs a Pasuk to teach me that even Dam HaKozeh, Shanashama Yotzebo, is also an Issa Koris. An Issa Lav there is anyway, but I would have thought that the Koris is Miyuchad only for Dam Shchita Shanashama Yotzebo. So Kamashmal on the next Pasuk, that Dam HaKozeh Shanashama Yotzebo, if you shoot an animal and it bleeds to death, so that Dam, when you have enough dam come out, the whole circulatory system collapses, and that's the end of the life of the animal. So that's called dam shahanashama yotzibo. The Pashto says from this Gemara, and many other Gemaras also, that that's the definition we spoke about, the Master spoke about. That's the shaila of the definition of life and death. How do you determine whether any person is alive or dead? How do you determine whether animal is dead? Animal is not such an afkamina. The shaila is a person, let's say. How do you determine whether the person is dead? That you should no longer continue to treat the patient. When do you say the patient is terminally ill? When do you say, no, he's dead already, he's not terminally ill. When do you say the patient is dead already? So some Rabbanim are of the opinion that that a person who's brain dead is considered dead, is not considered alive. So it's highly questionable. Most of the Rabbanim do not agree. Most Rabbanim do not accept the brain death. In fact, one of the doctors published an essay years ago in a medical journal, one of the doctors showed me. That whole chart with 35 different sheets, what the different hospitals hold from. So they have the British Royal Academy holds the definition of death is this. And Harvard criteria is this. And the Presidential Commission says this. And the Philippine University of Medicine holds like that. And the Swedish University holds like this. 35 different sheets. And then and they're different from each other. And each sheet has connection within it, has three or four variations within it. That this one holds like this, and this one holds like this. So what do you mean? One of the doctor asked me, what do you mean the Rabbanim who hold from brain death? Which one of the 150 sheetahs do they hold from? All of the sheetahs. But by the doctors, no one holds from all the sheetahs. This medical school holds from the sheetah, Lapuki, all the other sheetahs. This medical school holds from that sheetah. So the Rabbanim hold from everything, maybe? I'm not sure. But the Pashto says that we hold from none of these. The Pashto says that the definition of death, definition of life, is when there's blood circulating in the system. Definition of death is when there's no longer blood circulating. That's the Pashto in all the Gemaras. Here, this Gemara says, Dam Shahanashama Yotzibo. What does that mean? It means when there's a circulation of, when there's a blood circulating, so the blood, why that's so, so now we understand why it's so. Because the blood circulates the oxygen throughout the whole body, okay? So the oxygen keeps all the cells alive. Years ago, they didn't understand why, but that was the definition of life and death. That's what it says in the Chumash, in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, if somebody's a roidev, Baba Machter, if someone breaks into my house in order to steal all of my money, so we assume that he's considered a roidev, that he's probably armed and he's probably prepared to shoot me in case I'll resist. So the Pasuk said you have a right to kill him. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is Ein lo dam. Ein lo dam. And it says, Im zocha Hashem shalov, and if he comes in a way where you know for sure that he's not bo alitki nefashis, the Gemara says what it means is, if it's a ov al adein, if the father's breaking in, if the son is breaking in to rob his father's home, then maybe the son will kill his father. The son is prepared to murder his own father. For money, he'll do anything. But the father should be prepared to murder the son, that'll never happen. That's how the Chazal understand the Pasuk. In Zor Hashem Shalav, if it's clear as a klor v'tog, that the one who's breaking in is just coming to steal, he'll never in a million years, not true, once in a while, yeah, if you know Bavadai. But if you don't know one way or the other, then you assume that the father is breaking in on the son's home, is not prepared to kill his son in order to get that money. So then it says in the Chumash, Mzach Hashem Shalom, Damim Lo. So what does it mean, Damim Lo? Then you consider him as if he has a blood circulating in his system. He's considered alive. And if he's above a machter, so it says, Ein Lo Damim means you consider him as if he has no blood circulating in his system. That's how they quote that there is Aliyah, quote from the Vilna Gaon. That's the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk. That's a definition. That's a gavrik tila. A gavrik tila means a person who's considered as if he's not alive. Who is a person who's not alive? One who doesn't have blood circulating in his system. So that's a Mishnah in Aholos that says that Hutaz Rosho, that let's say you have a person, and they chopped off his head. They chopped off his head. The circulatory system, let's say you have a, let's say you have, what do you call it? The water system in the building. What do you call that? The plumbing system. Let's say you have a plumbing system. So the water goes, you have pipes. Where does the water come? Hot water in the basement? I don't know. Hot water, cold water goes up. Shine goes up. Someone lives on the sixth floor and the water's in the basement, so it goes up, goes down, shines into the whole system. Let's say one of the pipes is broken. Mom's broken, there's no hemshire. So there's no plumbing system. So it's just not going to go. So here there's a system in the body that the blood circulates throughout the whole body. So with Hutaz Rosho, if they chopped off someone's head, even if the person is still walking around a little bit and he's moving his hands, but he's walking around without a head, so the circulatory system, the gishtar, so that's what it says in the Mishnah, the Hutaz Rosho is mamish considered a mace, because there is no circulatory system. But the blood is still circulating slightly for a few seconds until he's going to collapse. That's not called the blood is circulating. The whole system is broken. That's like if you're missing one of the pipes, or the whole plumbing system is out of kilter. It's just not working. So here also, the circulatory system is not working. So you have quite a few gemaras that seem to indicate like that. That is the definition of life and death. When you have the circulatory system is still functioning, then the person or the animal is considered alive. When the circulatory system stops, then it's considered dead. Just because the brain is dead doesn't necessarily mean that the blood is not circulating. You can still have, the blood is still being purified, and the oxygen is still being sent to the different parts of the body. And the cells are kept alive because of the circulation of the blood.
That can tell from the pulse, from the dead of the nose, from blood?
No. No, the feather by the nose, it says in Shulchan Aruch that traditionally the way to tell whether a person is alive or dead is whether he's breathing or not. And Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma quotes a pasuk by the Mabul, it says, Kolas Shanishmos Ruach Haim B'Yakov, whenever there's breathing, then the person is alive. When there's no breathing, the person is dead. So the Gemara in the last Perek in Yuma has the case, Mishanop Lolov Mapolis, on Shabbos, or Yontif, or Yom Kippur. There happens to be talking in Masechas Yuma, Yom Kippur. Shabbos, the Yantav, Yom Kippur, someone is in a house and the whole house collapses on top of him, so there's a whole pile of debris on top of the person. You don't know if he's alive or dead. So are you permitted to be Michal Shabbos to remove all the debris to save his life? So the Gemara says, well, you gotta check to see if he's breathing. If you see that there's some breathing, then you see that he's still alive. So you gotta try to save him. If you see there's no breathing at all, then you assume that he's dead. So the Gemara says, where do you get such an idea from? The Gemara says, based on the pasuk by the Mabul, Kolosh and Nishmas Ruach Haim V'Yakov, that you see that if the person is breathing, if the animal is breathing, then it's alive. If it's not breathing, then it's not alive. So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva, he doesn't write who the tshuva is to. From all of the hundreds and hundreds of tshuvas, I don't think there are thousands, but all the hundreds of tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer, Kemat every tshuva says who it was written to. Maybe there are five where it doesn't write. So here, the tshuva was sent to the Maritz Chaim. So he doesn't write who is sent. There has other tshuvas to the Maritz Chaim, but he does write his name. He has the Oris on his sefer Toras Nevi, and he writes and he prints his name. It's not that he was embarrassed to mention his name. He has tshuvas to the Maritz Chaim. But this tshuva, he attacks the person to whom he's sending the letter. He says, how can you say such a thing? That's apikursus. So he didn't want to print the name of the person whom he's calling an apikursus. So he gave instructions. Apparently they should leave out the name of the person. How do we know today that is the Maritz Chaim? Maritz Chaim is very proud of the fact that he had a correspondence with the Chasam Sofer. So he published several Sforim, Tzvi Hirschkayis. So one of the Sforim he published, a little Sefer, was his correspondence with the Chasam Sofer. So he has his letters and the responses. So we have the letter that the Chasam Sofer sent to the anonymous person, exactly, word for word, the letter that he sent. And after you read the Maritz Chaim's correspondence, now you understand what the Chasam Sofer was talking about. Because every paragraph in the Tshuva d'Chassam Sofer is responding to every paragraph in the letter that he sent him, that the Maharetz Chai sent him. A lot of tshuvas in the Chassam Sofer, you don't know what in the world, what is he talking about? He starts talking about, obviously he's referring to something that the Shoel had asked. So if you don't have all the shailas, so it's a big problem. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very kind, and his tshuvas, he never refers to some mysterious source. All the tshuvas of the Igros Moshe are a new essay, Yesh Me'ayin. You don't have to know who it was, you don't have to know what they sent me. I'm writing an essay, Yesh Me'ayin, but the Chassam Sofer is not true. There are a lot of tshuvas, we don't know what in the world he's referring to. So here, in this tshuva, he refers to a Moira Nebuchim. Why did the Chassam Sofer all of a sudden quote the Moira Nebuchim to the Maharetz Chai, quote the Moira Nebuchim to him? He quoted the Moira Nebuchim where the Rambam writes that they have recorded in the medical books that it's possible that a person can stop breathing for a few days and then come to. Then after a couple of days of not breathing, he can start breathing again. So the Rambam says, yeah, that's possible. And that's where the Rambam interprets, in the Moreh Nebuchim, he interprets the Ben Hashunamis like that he stopped breathing. Not that he died, and that Elisha Anavi accomplished Chiyas HaMesim. The Gemara, it says that Elisha Anavi accomplished Chiyas HaMesim on two Mesim. Elisha Anavi accomplished Chiyas HaMesim on one Mesim. And Elisha requested Pishnaim Ruchacha. He wants the double Kerech HaNevuah, so he was granted, his request was granted, and he accomplished Chiyas HaMesim twice. That's how the Gemara said in Sanhedrin earlier, we had the Gemara. So the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Achronim asked the Rambam is against the Gemara. The Rambam says, what Elisha do Chiyas HaMesim is up b'nei. The baby stopped breathing for a while. And then and he didn't die, and then he came to. So this is what the Reb Tzvi Hirsch Chai asks. If the Rambam says that it's possible that a person stops breathing for a few days and then he comes to, so how can the Chevi Kaddisha bury the person? How do we assume that he's dead? Maybe he stopped breathing for a couple of days and he's going to come to later on. Who says that that's the simon muluk that the person is dead? This he wrote in the middle. They had started at that time the Goyishik governments. Introduced laws that some of the countries in Europe still have out of Yom HaZeh, that you're not allowed to bury any person who died until 72 hours after the death certificate was signed by a doctor, because they saw that sometimes the doctors made a mistake. They signed a death certificate declaring that so-and-so is dead, and then the person was just asleep. He wasn't dead, and then he came to. Sometimes it's still right in the newspapers now that they were having a wake for someone, they were having a funeral, they were delivering a hesped, and all of a sudden the mace got up, and he said, what's going on? What kind of a hesped? He's still alive. So the Maharetz Chai quotes this Rambam in the Moreh Nebuchim, that's the Gemolta Zazak, and then he quotes from the Maseches Moches, Abraisa Maseches Moches is from the Goyim, it's not from the Tanoim, it's not from the Amoraim, it's a Likut of Braises with additional Braises. So in the Maseches Moches, there's such a story that somebody went to the cemetery, once to visit a kever, and then he heard a noise that someone was knocking. There was a big ohel, and they had locked the ohel, and the mace was knocking on the door, get me out of here, they buried me alive, what's going on here? So the guy let him out, and he saved them. It's recorded in the Maseches Moches that such a thing happened. So the Maharetz Chai suggested that maybe we should go along. Apparently Mendelssohn suggested, Moshe Mendelssohn, suggested that we should go along with the Goyishe government, that you shouldn't bury anybody until 72 hours passed after the death certificate was signed by the doctors, because maybe it's a Suffolk mate. So the Maharetz Chai quotes Mishnah in the end of Nida in this story, Maseches Moches, quotes different sources, that there are such sources in the Talmud as well. So he says that maybe just because you see that the fellow's not breathing, it's not necessarily simon muvik that he's dead. So the Chassam Sofer says, Avad, that's correct. What the Rambam wrote is correct, that there is such a possibility that the person is not breathing and is still alive. But from the fact that this story is recorded in Maseches Moches, you see that it's one out of many, many thousands of cases. It's an unusual case. Otherwise, it happens every week that you come to the cemetery and you hear someone is dead and he's knocking on the door, let me out of here, they buried me alive. It happens very, very rarely. So he says, the halacha says we have a right to ignore it. Ay, but the chazal ham gedarshin tapasik in parshas noyach, kolosh anishin asruach chayim biyapov. If he's breathing, he's alive. He's not breathing, he's not alive. So he says he's not so convinced that it's a drasha. Maybe they got the idea from the Goyish doctors. He says the Chazal always relied on the Goyish doctors. They didn't have expertise in medicine. So he says either they relied on the Goyish doctors, that and this pasuk is only an asmachta, or even if you should assume that the pasuk is a drasha gemara, but what it means is that since it only happens very rarely, once in many thousands of cases, so the halacha says you have a right to ignore it. He says, look, we have a din in the Chumash, kovetik b'reinu b'yom ha'u. We have halacha, you have to bury the person the same day that he dies. So when Moshe Rabbeinu gave B'nai Yisrael the din, you have to bury the person the same day that he dies. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu say? What's the definition of death? He must have said something. So he said, Moshe Rabbeinu must have said, if he's not breathing, you have a right to bury him. Aye, but there's one chance out of 50,000 that maybe he's still alive and he's just in a state of shock or something. Maybe just sleeping. So Moshe Rabbeinu must have said that you have a right to ignore that. You're supposed to ignore it. You have a mitzvah covered to grab. So that's when he calls him Ashtik Alap, because he says, how can you have such a havamina to be masking with what Mendelssohn said, with what the Goyish government said? So what's with the pasuk in Chumash? You never been kind of the mitzvah that says kavatik b'renem or yomahu. That's ridiculous. He gets all angry. But he's masking with him that breathing or not breathing is not the definition of life or death. That's just a similar dover. If the fellow is not breathing, so the odds are 49,999 to 1 that he's dead. The odds are 1 out of 50,000, something like that. Echad mi'elof alfei alofim. It's one out of many, many thousands that the fellow is still alive. So he says, but it's not that this itself is the definition of life and death. So what is the definition? So he doesn't work on it. But the Gemara, the Psukim and the Gemara seem to say that the definition of life is when you have blood circulation. And the definition of death is when there's no longer any blood circulation. That's the Mishnah. Hutaz rosho, hareu kemeis. Even though the person is still walking around and moving and so on. Because the whole circulatory system has collapsed already. Aye, it's still circulating a little bit. That doesn't count. The whole system fell apart. So that's, So Nachman said, that's derech agav, that the Gemara can consider such a thing. There's a concept of dam shahaneshama yotzebo. The Gemara increases, has it been engaged to other dinim as well. Dam shahaneshama yotzebo. That itself is an indication that the circulatory system has something to do with life or death. When there is circulation, then there's life. When the circulatory system collapses, then it's death. And that section of the dam, Rashi describes the change of the color. Mitipa hamashcheres v'yelech, instead of being red, it's black. So when the blood is black that's coming out from the neck, so that's the dam shahaneshama yotzeba. And then after the animal is already dead, and then the red blood starts to come, that dam has an isa dam. It's an isa deraisa dam, but it's not going to have an isa kart. Dam halev, also the Rambam writes. Let's say you have a dead animal and you have the heart of the animal. So there's blood in the heart that doesn't keep on circulating all over. There's a lot of blood in the heart. So the Rambam writes that the dam halev is also karis. And the rest of the dam has no karis. There's only karis on some. So Nachman, so this Tana Rab Chanina ben Gamliel, who's quoted on the top line on Nun Vav on the days, he's originally quoted in the Brice as formulating a statement in Negeta b'nei Noyach. It's not our Asik, it's for the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. He's Machadish, that not only is there a prohibition of Eivim and Achai, that's one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, the Nochem are permitted to eat Dam. There's nothing wrong with that. The Nochem are allowed to eat Dam. But he's Machadish, that's only Dam and Ameis. If it's Dam and Achai, so then the Nisim and Achai. So the Gemara continues to explain on Nun Tesam and Aleph, not only does Rav Chanina ben Gamliel hold such a unique sheet that we don't pass like his opinion, not only does his unique opinion apply to B'nai Noach, it applies to Israel also. That by us also, there is an Isa Dam. By us, there's an Isa Dam that has an Isa Lav, and if it's Dam and Achai, there's an additional Isa, according to this Tana. Just like he darshans the Pasuk in Chumash Bereishis, in chapter 10, that it has two dinim in one Pasuk, one din of Eiv Menachai, one din of Dam Menachai. So too, he reads the Pasuk in Dvarim, chapter Yud Beis, the Gemara quotes in Anun Tasman Alf. He reads the Pasuk as referring to two different things. One is Eiv Menachai and one is Dam Menachai. That there'll be an additional Isa. Not only will it be an Isa Dam, there'll be an Isa Dam Menachai. And the Chachamim disagree. They liken up the whole thing. There is no added Isa of Dam Menachai. That Dam is Dam. What's the Isa of Dam Menachai? There should have been an Isa Menachai on everything. There should have been an Isa, let's say, milk. The Gemara in the first Perikim Chorus, Ma'ur HaShayla, why isn't milk prohibited? We have a rule. The Mishnah says that it's in Chorus, because the first Perikim Chorus says, Hayotzim min HaTomei Tomei, Hayotzim min HaTohar Tor. The milk that comes from a kosher cow is kosher. Milk that comes from a pig or from an elephant or from a trefa cow, let's say I have a cow, but it has a simen trefus, it has a broken leg, it has a punctured lung, it has a hole in the kishke, whatever, has one of the trefus in such a hole in the brain, in such a way, it's going to die in a couple of months, it's going to die, but I know already the animal is a trefus, so the milk that's produced by that animal is a yotim and asa resources. So the Gemara frekta kasha, even milk that comes from a kosher cow, everything is kosher, but a live animal, before you shecht it, has an isarein and zvuchu. So let milk from a kosher animal be yotim and asa, so let it be asa. How do you know that milk is mutter? So the Gemara works out till the Gemara finally finds a pasuk that says, Every Zav's call is Vash. The Pasuk praises Eretz Yisrael that it's a wonderful country where there's a lot of milk. If milk would be non-kosher, so how did the Torah give the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael with a tray for food? So it's a similar dover that the milk is kosher. Okay. So the Shaila is that Pasuk. That Pasuk only tells you that milk is kosher. And what about the phrase Dam Menachai? Dam Menachai is also Yaitzim and Asa. And it's not included in the heter of milk. So you remain with an Iser of Anisa Menachai. So not only will it be an Iser Dam, it'll be an Iser Dam Menachai. It'll be a double Iser. No. Anything that's Yaitzim and Asa is Asa. So all milk was under question, maybe all milk should be offered. So the answer was, you have a pasuk that says the milk is kosher. But that pasuk only tells you milk is kosher. What about other things that come in achai? Let's say, dam in achai. So dam in achai should have, in addition to the yisa dam, should have another yisa yotim and asa rizosa. So the Rambam... The good kasha, how did the Tanoim know that the Eretz Yisrael is called of a dvash? Some of the parshonim and chumash say that the cholav and the chumash, the Eretz Yisrael is called of a dvash, doesn't mean milk. It means that it's something that has to do with fruits or vegetables. Yeah, like coconut milk here.
White wine,
yeah, it has a whole essay. But that's against the Gemara. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, so he works on it. It has something, yeah.
Such a watcher, he couldn't be.
See, that too is tough. Yeah.
But he has Ayat. He said, who didn't want to go down to Israel because they had
patent.
So they wanted to stay out of it.
They got him
to Reuven, yeah. Yeah, so what if they did? But if Israel. But if Eretz Yisrael is a place where you have a lot of milk, you have a lot of cattle.
So what's wrong?
Why didn't they go to Eretz Yisrael?
See, I write that it's not. Okay. So granted, there's a Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Star Adam. The question is, let's say, human flesh. The Rambam holds that this is a human being, a kosher animal, or a treif animal. Funny shayla. A mace is also banon. So what's the shan mace is also banon? So only mace Yisrael are also. The Iker Adin, mace Yisrael is also banon. Mace Yaakov Amut banon. In the Shulchan Aruch it says that you're not allowed to get hano even from mace Yaakov. But the Achrayim say that that's only a chumra midirabonon. But let's say on the level of their eyes. So that mace Yaakov is mutabano. Is it mutabachila? Human body. So that's a machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. But the Rambam writes that the Sar Adam has an Isa resting. Ezet toichlu, ezet to the exclusion of the Sar Adam. And the Ramban disagrees and he says there is no such thing. How can you say that there's an Isa resting on the Sar Adam? The Gemara says that there's only an Isa de Rabbanon, let's say a baby nurses milk from the mother's body. So for babies, it's okay. Let's say a grown adult wants to drink milk directly from a gufa isha. So this is an isa de rabbana. So the Ramban time is, why is an isa de rabbana? If the sarodam is an isa de raisa, an isa rese, and yoytem and asa is asr, so just like pig's milk is asr, and just like elephant's milk is asr, just like chola from a trefa is asr, so chola of isha should be an isa de raisa. You should only be permitted to feed a baby with mokum stakon. And Shalom Makam Sakani and not allowed to be the baby either, because according to the Rambam, should be an Isa Deraisa. So the Rambam says, see, it's all wrong. that the Chol of Isha is Heta Gomer on the level of the Raya. He says, the Raya that Bisar Adam has no Isha. If Adam is a Mintamei, if Bisar Adam is an Isha, so the Chol of Isha should be a Yotzim Rasa, should be Yotzim. That's the Ramban's Kash against the Ramban. Ramban in the Exubis. So the Magid Mishnah quotes this Kash of the Ramban, and he wants to defend the Rambam. So he says the Teretz, but if you look in the Rambam, the Teretz, not Stama Teretz, the Teretz states in the Rambam. The Rambam himself, when the Rambam formulates the din of Yotzim and Aser is Aser, the Rambam writes, if you have an animal, that if you'll eat it, there'll be an Isa Lav, and you get Malkus, as for example, a behemoth mea, a pig, an elephant, or a trefa, if you eat it, you have an Isa Lav with Malkus, then a Yotzim and Aser is also, so the milk that comes from such an animal will be also. So the implication from the Rambam is clear that if you only have an animal where there's an Isser Esay to eat it, there won't be any Isser of Yotzim and Aser also. So that's what the Magid Mishnah writes to defend the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Bisar Adam is an Isser Esay. He writes the Ferish, not an Isser Lav. The Rambam says, Zet Teichlu, the following animals you should eat, an animal that has Malager Mafis Pars. If you had an animal that's only Malagera with that Mafis Parsa, or Mafis Parsa with that Malagera has neither, then it's an Isa Lav. But if you have an Odom that doesn't fit in at all, the Chlal, to the whole Parsha, so then the Rambam says it's an Isa Resi, it's not an Isa Loi, says it. That Techlu Veloi Odom. That Odom is awesome. So the Magid Mishnah says, since the Sar Odom, even according to the Rambam, only has an Isa Resi, so there's no din of Yotzim and Aser Odom. So where did the Rambam get this idea from? So the Pashto says he got it from this Gemara. The Gemara had a Havamina that all milk in the world, milk from a kosher cow, should be also because of Yotzim and Aser. What's the Yotzim and Aser? What, it's an Easter, it's an Isa Lois Esay. If you eat a live animal, it's an Isa Lois Esay. There is no Isa Lois Esay. It's an Isa Resa, Yein Ezvucha. The Gemara thought that Yotzim and Aser applies even if the living animal, the trefa animal, is an Isa Rasay. Any kosher animal, before you give it shchita, has an Isa Rasay, Eina Zvucha. You're not allowed to eat Eina Zvucha. It's not an Isa Lois Esay. So to this, the Gemara responds, no, I have a pasuk that says that cholov is muta, eretz avos cholov advash. So you have a pasuk that says that it's muta. So what does the pasuk mean? So the Magid Mishnah understood in the Rambam, and that's the pashtus in the Rambam. This pasuk, eretz avos cholov advash, is malamei, that the Isa Yotzim and Aser only applies when it's a Yotzei from an Isa that has a Lois Esay. But if something is Yotzei from an Isa that only has an Isa Rasei, then there is no prohibition of Yotzim and Aser Rasa. So let's say if you have, so not only is that Pasuk Matir Cholov, it's Matir anything Menachai. So let's say if you have Dam Menachai. Dam Menachai will only have an Isa Dam, according to the Halacha. We don't pass him like Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel. Chanina Ben Gamliel holds that by Bnei Noach, there's an Isa Menachai, Dam Menachai, and by Yisrael also there's an Isa Menachai. We don't accept his opinion either by Bnei Noach, because by Bnei Noach they're permitted to have Dam, so the fact that it's Dam Menachai doesn't make it any worse. It's Dam Menachai, same as Dam Menameis. And we don't accept his opinion by Yisrael either. We pass him by Dam Menachai. It's an Isa Dam. It's not that it has a double Isa. It's not that it has an Isa Dam Menachai over and above the Isa of Dam. It only has an Isa Dam. There is no Isa Menachai. Because that Pasuk that says, Eretz Avos Cholov Drash is Mata Cholov, the Pasuk is Megale. That's what the Magid Mishnah writes, and that's the Mashmos and the Ramam and Hilchas Macholos Asuras. That pasuk is Megala, that the Isra of Yotzim and Aser only applies when it's Yotzim from a Lois Esay. Yotzim from an Isra Esay is not included in that. The pasuk says Bas Hayana. The pasuk lists off all the non-kosher birds. It says Abas Hayana. So the Gemara in Chulin asks, in Eilat, what do you mean Bas Hayana? An ostrich. Bas Hayana. What about the Yana herself? The Yana is the ostrich. Bas Hayana is the daughter. They're a male and they're females. What's that for Basayana? And Mari says, no, Basayana goes on the base of Soif Tomek. So that's the marker. That Pasuk, Basayana, is the marker for the din of Yotzim and Ha'asa Rezos. So the Havamin of the Gemara in Chorus was that Yotzim and Ha'asa doesn't only apply when there's a Lois Esay on the animal, even if the prohibition against eating the animal is only an Isir Esay. So that's why they thought that all milk in the world should be Asa. So Kamashman on the Pasuk, no, that Eretzav is Cholav Adras, that all milk is kosher. That's all discussion the Achrayim have. The Pasuk is only Megalah that for us, we're permitted to drink milk. How do you know for Bnei Noach? How do you know whether Nochri is permitted to drink milk or not? So many Achrayim say that, well, since the Pasuk says that it's Mutfer, is there a question? The question is there even a question? Is the question even a legitimate question? The Anidni Kamidi, yeah. Many Acharenim this day. Rabbi Kivegan, the Hasam Sefer, the all Tischi Tshuva quotes the whole literature on this. That many Acharenim say, Niika Midi, there is no such thing that for Yisrael it's mutter for the Benoya Chatzosa. Yeah. The question is, did you even need Niika Midi in the first place? So usually the way they present the Shaila is like this. Let's say if you have milk from a pig. Let's say somebody goes and eats ham. So the din is you get malchus. There's a loisess if you eat ham. What if you drink milk that came from a pig? You also get malchus. Or you say, no, that's only an iser, but there's no malchus. So that's a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos. The yeshivas, they know that the pekiyas, because Rav Chaim writes in the state that Hilchas Macholos Asuras, he quotes, there's a Tosfos in Eila Trefes, but Tosfos says there's malchus. The Rambam says the Ferishat, there's no malchus, and this parempas a lot of Tosfos kashas. The Rambam sheets that there's no malchus. The Rambam holds that a yotzim and asur is an iser. Then he said, essay, but there's no malchus. And Tosfos sheet is that there is malchus. So the pashtus is that according to the Rambam, Zanuisa, Yatzman Asa is also Zanuisa. According to Tosfos, no. Yatzman Asa has the same old Isser. It's like eating ham itself. So that's the question. If you all that Yatzman Asa is also has the same Isser as the Mamish Dizelva Isser is the original thing, so then if you have a live animal, Sahashaila Fananezim and Achai, so. Is a Nachri, is the question of Gabi Nachri, is the Nachri permitted to drink milk? So how do you know the Nachri is allowed to drink milk? But if you all like the Rambam, that Yotzim and Asa is a Psa Nu Iser. So what's the whole Shaila by Bnei Noach? If you all like the Rambam, so that Nu Iser probably doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. The whole Basa Yano, the whole story with the Basa Yano, Mecha Teisa, that it should pose a problem of Machlal by Bnei Noach. That's how a lot of Acharenim say. According to the Tosfos, you have a problem. According to the Rambam, Bechlal, there's no problem. Because the Yotzim and Aser is not considered the original Iser, it's Upsan new Iser. So Bechlal, there's no problem. Blazer Shach holds that even if you hold like the Rambam, it's also no problem. He says, even if you hold like the Tosfos, he writes in his Sefer, he doesn't understand the whole deal that all the Poskim had. The Rebbe Kivege with the Chasam Sefer, with more Poskim, along Tischei Tshuva, quotes all the Maram Kamis. He writes, with all due respect, he writes, he doesn't understand the whole thing. He says, even according to Tyson, that there is Malchus, but he claims that it's still a new Easter. There has no Shaitas in the first place to Bnei Noach. He says, he doesn't see why there should be a problem in the Chlal. He doesn't see the Chlal as a problem. Why Bnei Noach have permitted to drink milk? But the classical postman held that it was a problem, Lefishitas HaTaisis. The Taisis holds that our Yotzim and Asar Asar is considered a Chelek, an integral part of the original Iser, that if you get malchus on eating ham, so you would get malchus on drinking the milk from the pig. So that's why the poskim raise the question that the benoyach is not permitted to eat a live animal. It's an issue of an eiv menachai. So how are they permitted to drink the milk? So a lot of poskim say niika midi, that since we're allowed to drink the milk, the poskim says we're allowed to drink the milk. So the Gemara says it cannot be that something is muta for us and also for the nachri. That's how the Gemara says on Adat. Meek and Midi, these are such a thing that for the Nachri it's forbidden, and for the Israel it's permissible. So that's what the Poskim have all machlek is. So what if I milked, let's say, a cow, and I made cheese out of the milk, and then later on I shecht the cow, and I find out that this cow is a treifa, and we're not allowed to eat the cheese. So can I sell the cheese to a Nachri? The whole heter for the Nachri to eat the cheese is based on Miyika Midi, but if we're not allowed to eat it, we're not allowed to eat the cheese because it's from a trefa, so then there's no Miyika Midi, we can't feed it to the Nachri.
Not this particular.
So other Acharonim say, no, Miyika Midi, since milk is mutter for us, it's mutter for the Bnei Noach. Aye, but this milk happens to come from a Behema trefa. The animal is a trefa? No, but trefa is mutter for the Ben Noach. That's not a problem. So the Yikam Midi still applies. And that's the whole Machlekes Achrayim. That's the Machlekes Rabbi Kivega and the Chasam Sefer. So Tutzachop, the Pischei Tshuva quotes a lot of Marmakamis about that. Let's say you have eagle's eggs. Eggs are also a problem. How is one permitted to reshade a man on the Gemara? And Bechoris only has a discussion about milk. Why shouldn't milk be forbidden because of the Yotam and Asarot? But the Shach and Yeridei quotes in the Rishonim that they had a discussion. Sefer Truma and others as well had a whole discussion why are eggs mutter. Eggs should also be a yotz. Eggs not from an oiftomeh. Eggs from a hen. A hen likes eggs. A hen is a kosher animal. Let it also be an issue of yotzim and asurasa. So they also say based on stukim that it's mutter. And they say we're permitted to give eggs to the nachri based on the ikamidi. So what if it's an egg from an eagle? An eagle's egg? or a neck from any other oistreifel, let's say. So since for us it's us, it's defeated to the Nachri also, because the Yetzim and Asa gave done by Nachri, says, oh, this whole literature, all Machlekes and Achrayim. That's the whole discussion. Anyway, and this Gemara, that's how we paskin against Rav Chanin and Bing Amlil. We paskin that there is no such thing as the Dam Menachai. That there's an Issa Dam. There's an Issa Dam that has the Malkus, and there's an Issa Dam Shanashama Yotzeba has an Issa Kares. Unlike all the other Dam that only has an Issa Lav. But Dam Menachai is the same as regular Dam. It's not that it has a double Issa on it. The Gemara just says, that pasuk that Rav Chanina ben Gamliel understood to mean that not only is there a prohibition of Eid Menachai, there's also an Isra of Dam Menachai. So it does say the word Dam in the pasuk. So what's the word doing over there? If it's not to teach me that there's an Isra of Dam Menachai, Gemara says, no, that comes Lemishri Shvatzim Hudiyasa. That comes to teach me that by the Shmoyna Shvatzim Hamur Matera, by those rodents, there is no Isra of Eid Menachai. Eid Menachai only applies to Behema, Vechaya, Ve'oif, and doesn't apply to Shvatim. How do you see what's the Mashmoyas? So the Gemara is going to explain the Hemshir HaKarim. By Shvatim, it's not Domei Choluk Mipsoroi. Let's say if you have another, have a Mintamei, someone eats a piece of ham. So if he eats a Kazayas of ham, he's going to get Malchus. What if he drinks the Dam from the pig? So the Dam from the pig, you don't get Malchus. It's not the same thing itself. It's not the same thing as the Basar itself. So whether you consider, when is there a prohibition, but the Gemara says increases, if you eat a sheretz, if you eat a rodent, the shear to eat, to get malchus is not kazais, the shear is kadasha, and that kadasha can consist of Basar or Dam. The dam is not choluk mipsar. The dam is not considered something separate from the basar. The dam is also dinaki basar. By all behema chai v'yoyfis, all other animals, we say the dam lechud and the basar lechud. The dam is not bechlal basar. By shrotzen, the Gemara says increases, the dam is bechlal basar. So this pasuk that says, that describes the prohibition of eiv menachai, and it throws in the word dam, what's the word dam doing over there? So this is what sparked Rav Chanina ben Gamliel to come up with his Ein Kvaal, that not only is there an Issa Eiv Menachai, there's an Issa Dam Menachai, Dam Yisrael, Dam Bnei Noach. So the Chacham say no, the reason why it says the word dam is to tip you off that the Issa of Eiv Menachai only applies to Behem Achai V'yayf, to such animals where there's a separate unit of dam and a separate unit of basar. But by the shrotzin, by the rodents, where the halacha doesn't consider the dam as a separate entity, so the whole prohibition of Eiv Menachai geit nishnot. Doesn't apply. That's how the Gemara says, Aliba the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan, why does it say the word Dam? Well, the Mishri Shratzim would be also. Not the Mishri Shratzim. You're not allowed to eat Shratzim, but it means that there's no Issa Eiv Menachai by the Shratzim. The Issa Eiv Menachai only applies to Behem Achai V'yayin. Then the Gemara says, the Pasuk in Dvarim comes to tell me the other halacha that on Dam HaKos HaShanasham V'yotzim, but not only on Dam Shchita Shanasham Yotzebo, even Damakos and Shanasham Yotzebo, there would also be Kores. Okay. This halacha of Mi'ika Midi, here the Gemara has it later. Leka Midam, here it's 6-7 lines from the bottom of the Yomlet. Leka Midam, there is no such thing, Dili Yisrael Shari, Olavikachavim Asa, or the Bnei Noach Asa. There is no such thing that it should be Mutter for Yisrael. And also for Ben Noach. How can it be? When Bnei Yisrael were chosen, we became the Am HaNivchar, that we were given additional mitzvahs and additional restrictions and additional obligations. It cannot be that the basic fundamental obligations that all human beings have to observe, the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, when a person becomes a Yisrael, he's relieved of some of them. Fakir, he's given additional restrictions, additional mitzvahs, not Lahakir. So that's the Svarim. He can be, it cannot be the Yisrael Shari, Leobikachavim Asa. If it's also for both, except that by the Ben Noach there's no Enish Misa, and by the Sot there's no Enish Misa, that doesn't pose a problem. That the Gemara knows. That Azar Asim Zui Misasim and by Yasi, you don't get Misa for eating Ed Menachai. You certainly don't get Misa for doing Gezel. You pay. Kefal Dalavahe. Maximum. But you don't get an Enish Misa. So the fact that the Onshim are different, that doesn't pose a problem. But the Gemara says it cannot be that for us it's Mutter, and for them it should be Yasi. Yeah. So this is the Gemara here quotes it in the context of the whole topic. If you had psukim in Parshas Bereishis that the Tanoim were working with here on Nun Vav Amud Aleph, going over to Nun Vav Amud Beis, and then some of the Pesukim on Parshas Noach after the Mabul, where the Pesukim in the Chumash formulate the prohibitions of the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Nech. Then you have Halachas that are written after Matan Torah for the Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara comes up with such a klal. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina. It's about 20 lines from the bottom of the Amar. Rav Yosef Rav Chanina formulates such a klal. A mitzvah shenemra lebinei neach v'nishnas b'sinai. If the mitzvah was given originally to Bnei Noach and Parshas Bereishis and Parshas Noach, then it's repeated again to Bnei Yisrael. So we assume lazeh v'lazeh nemra. It applies both to the Yomus Olam and to Bnei Yisrael, because the Yisrael Ve'ed Menachai is written twice. We just had it's in Bereishis chapter 10 and it's in Dvarim chapter Yud Beis. And the Yisrael Ritzicha is written twice, and the Yisrael Avodah Zarah is written twice, and the Yisrael Gezel is written twice. Everything is written twice. So you see all the things, Avodah Zarah, Gidei Arayis is written twice, Birchas Hashem is written twice. So everything is written twice. It applies both to Bnei Noach and it applies to the Yisrael. Whatever is only written once, whatever is Nemra Libnei Noach V'loi Nishnas B'Sinai, whatever is written originally to Bnei Noach Kodem HaTzahar, and then it's not repeated to Har Sinai, so after Matan Torah, that din only applies to Bnei Yisrael, it doesn't apply to the Yom HaSoil. So the Gemara says, how do you come upon such an Einfa? It's Nemra Libnei Noach, and it's not repeated, so let it only apply to Menach, let it not apply to Yisrael. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Me, you can meet. It cannot be that it's also for the Ben Noach, and it's a mitzvah for the Ben Noach, and it's no longer a mitzvah for the Eden. That's impossible. So it must be that at Matan Torah, the Rambam, the Gemara said in Habal Yavimta, there was a Machlek Zabiach and Meshlokish. Let's say, Nochri was married and he had children, Mishahoy Labonim and Nochri Yusuf. And then he converts and he becomes a Yid. So after he converts, he's mechuyev to fulfill the mitzvah piriviriv. Because man, he was a nachri, he was mechuyev in piriviriv. Shachar Matan Torah. And after he converts, then mekam yelach, he's mechuyev. So he's a yotze piriviriv with the children that he had from before. Hoy lavanim menachri Yusuf in his gayer is a yotze with the children or not. That's a machlek zabecha mishlokish. Shlokish says no, because gershon is gayer kakot nishanar adam is not related to those children anymore. Not related, so he's not yotze. And for some reason or another, we don't. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. The Gemara doesn't explain well. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rish Lakish, and we pass him like Rabbi Yechanan. The din is like Rabbi Yechanan that you are Yitzchak Piriviriv with the children that he had Menachem Yusuf. So the Rama adds on, Yishoi Labanim Menachem Yusuf, and they all converted. The father with the children, they all converted. So the Magen Mishnah writes on that Rambam. The Vilna Gaon does not agree in Ebenezer, but the Magen Mishnah writes on the Rambam. Yeah, he says it's a svar pshuta. You're not going to be Yitzchak Piriviriv with non-Jewish children. Mitzvah is to have children means that to have Jewish children. So the Kodem Matan Torah was not so. Kodem Matan Torah, there was a mitzvah on all the Yomus Olam to fulfill Piriv Rivya, so it applied even having non-Jewish children. But Nitzan Torah is Chacha Alochi after Matan Torah, so the mitzvah only applies to the Eden, and the whole nature of the mitzvah changes. You're only Yotz in the mitzvah if you have Yiddish children. And the Pashtus is, we mentioned the Gemara Brochus in the first pick. You're only Yotz in the mitzvah if you transmit Torah values to the children. Chizkiyahu HaMelech took sick and he was about to die, and Yishayahu HaNavi visited him. He told him that Nebu is going to die because he didn't marry. He didn't fulfill Piriv Rivya. So he responded, Chizkiyahu HaMelech responded, he sees Baruch HaKodesh, if he has children, they'll be Oib Dabi to Zorah. And therefore, there's no use in having children because he won't be Oib to the mitzvah Piriv Rivya. There's no mitzvah to stomp to have children. Let them grow up like wild Indians, Oib Dabi to Zorah. The mitzvah is to have Yiddish children and to transmit Yiddish values. Then transmit the Masorah of Yiddishkeit to the children. So the Navi Yishai told them, "Barikavshir derachman alam alach. It's none of your business. My demifkit is what you're obligated to do. That's what you should do. Go get married and have children." So there, the Mefarshim have a whole machloek. Is what did Yishai answer? Did he tell him that he's all wrong? He's dead wrong. That's not the nature of the mitzvah. Or no? Most of the Mefarshim say that Chizkiyahu HaMelech was right. That is the nature of the mitzvah. He just told them that Yeruach HaKodesh is a little off, or that some of the details are off, or something, but you're not supposed to pass an halacha based on Yeruach HaKodesh, whatever he told them, but the cheshbon is correct. That let's say a person sees B'derech HaTevra, let's say under the communists, it's impossible to raise the children, but communism collapsed. So how can you tell? B'derech HaTevra, no? So let's say a person is under the communists, not after 95 years of communism. After 20 years of communism, they're getting stronger and stronger. Doesn't look like, what is he going to marry, have children? He won't be able to give a Yiddish achinach to the children. It's kam that he's able to keep any mitzvahs. It would be impossible for Derech HaTeva to train his children in Yiddishkeit at all. So is there a mitzvah under such circumstances of Piri Rivia? That's a shayla. So many poskim would say no, that Chizkiyahu Melech is really right, that the nature of the mitzvah Piri Rivia changed. Koidem Atim Torah. The nature of the mitzvah is Piri Rivia. Umilu Asaretz V'chivshua. The way it says in Chumash. Umilu Asaretz V'chivshua. And Litten Torah ben Eschat Shaloch after Matan Torah is no more Milu Asaretz V'chivshua. It's just Piri Rivia to have children and no more Milu Asaretz, no more V'chivshua. No more V'chivshua. That's not, we don't need that anymore. The nature is just to transmit a Masara of Yiddishkeit to the children, to the next generation. Yeah. So the Gemara says that's an example of a mitzvah that was Nemro, the Loid Nishnis. That mitzvah was given. Yeah. How did the Gemara know that the mitzvah doesn't apply to the Bnei Noach? Maybe the mitzvah does apply to Bnei Noach. How do you know that the Bnei Noach are no longer? Yeah, the top of Nun Tes on the days. How did the Gemara know that Piri Rivia on the fifth line from the top? Piri Rivia Shenemer Lebnei Noach, as it says in Bereishis Tes, and it was Nishnis. It not only applies to Esau, doesn't apply to them. And the Gemara says it was not Nishnis. It was not Nishnis. It was Nemer Lebnei Nishnis. So after Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah Piri Rivia, it changed. It only applies Mekana Lahabo. After Matan Torah, it only applies to the Yisraelim. It doesn't apply to the Bnei Noach. How do they know that the Bnei Noach are not mitzvah? Because it's not listed in the Braisa. On Daf Nun Vav, the Braisa gave you the whole list of the mitzvahs which the Bnei Noach are obligated to fulfill. So the Gemara said earlier that Braisa only lists off the Isurim, just like we have mitzvah sesi, mitzvah loy sesi. So Bnei Noach also have mitzvah sesi, mitzvah loy sesi. So that Braisa only lists off the loy sesi. It doesn't list the mitzvah sesi. So maybe even Achamat and Torah, the Bnei Noach are still mechuyev and Piri Rivia. And the Braisa did mention it. That's Tosis Kasha. On the top of Nun Tes on the base, this Tosis Nagel Alocha Teima. How did the Gemara know? Min Olin Delay Nebel Bnei Noach. How did the Gemara know? The Gemara takes it for granted that Bnei Noach don't have the mitzvah any longer of Piri Rivia. It only applied Kodem Matan Torah, no longer applies. Im Yishum Delachashalei B'Hadishev and mitzvahs, because it's not listed in the Braisa. And Nun Vav. No, Tosis says not fair. Homily Yel, the Gemara said, Kum Vasei Lekachashe. The Braisa only lists off the Leises. Of the Bnei Noach, the Sheva Mitzvahs Leises of the Bnei Noach doesn't list off any Mitzvahs Esei. And for Taisvahs, this is a famous Taisvahs Lushitosa. And for Taisvahs, that whoever has the Mitzvahs Esei of Piri Rivia has an Iser of Hashchos HaZera. Huh? Yeah. That's a Taisvahs mainly a Nida. In the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Nida, When the Mishnah and the Gemara talk about this prohibition of Hashchos HaZera, that a man is forbidden to masturbate, to be mashkizah, to be moitzi zera levatola, so the Rabbi Natam says in Taisvis that the Iser nemtzach in the mitzvah piribiribi. There is a mitzvah sese piribiribi, so whoever has the mitzvah sese has the Iser of Hashchos HaZera. Whoever doesn't have the mitzvah sese, women, we pass for women and not mukhayyid and piribiribi, so the women don't have, that's how the Rabbi Natam says, women don't have the Iser of Hashchos HaZera. This is one of the drushes that the Gemara gives. The Gemara gives several drushes. What's the Yisr? What's so bad about Hashchos HaZera? So one suggestion the Gemara gives is, well, it's B'cha Mitzvah Piri Rivia, and this is just the opposite. Then the Gemara has other svaras. The Gemara says that it's in a certain sense, it's a form of Ritzicha, that you're killing the baby who could have been born. So if it's a form of Ritzicha, then it should apply to Bnei Noach, and it should apply to women as well. Should even apply to people that don't have the mitzvah of Piri Rivia. But this is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. This place is the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Yishlam the Shevi Al Tasan Namihu Mishim Mitzvah Piri Rivia Mitzvah Shalala Hashchizera. That's there's a long Mishnah Melach in Hilchos Malachim where he points out the Rambam in Nida in the beginning of the second parak disagrees with that Rabbeinu Tam, and he argues the point. The Ramban argues the point, and he says. It says that the mabul was a punishment ki ishchiz kalbaser ezdarka al haaretz because everybody did terrible averus. So the Gemara has one interpretation there needed beginning in the second parak. Ki ishchiz kalbaser ezdarka means that they practice hashkos hazera. So if you're going to say whoever doesn't have the mitzvah piri rivia doesn't have the isur hashkos hazera, totally zedazer. So the Gemara zoktach that bnei noach hanat mitzuve. The Gemara says bnei noach hanat mitzuve on the mitzvah piri rivia. So then they're not mitzuve. And these are of Hashchos HaZera. So why were they punished with the mabul? That's the Ramban's kasha. Why were they punished with the mabul? So Mishlamela says he doesn't understand the kasha. Up until Matan Torah, the Bnei Noach were mitzuvah on the mitzvah of Rebbe. It only changed at the Maimon HaSinai, but up until the Mabul was before Matan Torah. So at the time of the Mabul, they were mechuyev in the mitzvah of Rebbe. In the middle, there was an Yisrael Hashchazus there. What was the Ramban's kasha? So the Mishnah Melech says, no, the Ramban didn't mean that. The Ramban, I had not a word when I said the Ramban. So the Ramban asked the kasha, why did the women die? He didn't ask, why did anybody die? The din that the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirei Revi, that was even kind of Matan Torah. There's a machlokes HaTanaim, how to read the pasuk in Bereishis. So we passed like the Chachamim, who say in the Mishnah, in the end of Avodah, the women are not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirei Revi. That was even kind of Matan Torah also. Women were not mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pirei Revi. So he says, that was, the Mishnah Melech says, in Hilchos Melachim, that was the Ramban's taina. Why did the Mabul cause everyone to die? Ki ishchis kabos, it was dark al-horz, therefore the women deserve to die. But according to the Rabbein and Tam and Taisvis, that only such people are muzer, are in violation of the Yisra of Hashkos Azera, who have the mitzvah Pirvirivya, so the women should never have been punished for the Avera. They're not mechuyev in the mitzvah Pirvirivya. That's his time. Anyway, this is a machlokes.
The second rule wrote the
The Kodem could be. You mean the first one was only a bracha, a blessing, and the second one was a tzibur. That could be. It's also Nitan Lahayom, because it is the simple reading of the Ramban sounds like he's asking that the none of them should die. Not, he doesn't say a word about women. He doesn't say women. It could be that he understands that the mitzvah only came after the Mabul. That's also possible. Anyway, this is a famous machlokes, Tosis in the Ramban. So that was one example of that the Gemara gives. A mitzvah should nemar lebnei noyach. The loy nishnas de Sinai. What's the example? Is Pirei Berivya. It was nemar lebnei noyach, either in Bereishis chapter Aleph or Bereishis chapter Tes, either one or the other, either before the Mabul or after the Mabul. And it was never repeated to Har Sinai. So if the Matan Torah, the nature of the mitzvah changed. Yeah. I frankly more, but it was repeated at Har Sinai. It says lechem olahem shuv olahem liol lechem. If the Maimon HaSinai was all over. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu to instruct Bnei Yisrael, they can all go back to be with their wives. Shuvah lechem liyohalechem, like Beis is Zewishto, so Ahav is also Zewishto. So he's telling everybody that they should fulfill Pirei Revi. So it was Nemar Benishnis. It was given in Bereishis, and it was repeated again in HaSinai. Mar says, no, that pasuk, Shuvah lechem liyohalechem, that's not for the purpose of repeating the mitzvah of Pirei Revi, that it should be Nemar Benishnis, Lezeb, Lezen Nemra. That the mitzvah should apply both to Bnei Noach and to Israel. No. That pasuk goes on a different foot. They were told, Atikshu Elisha, that all of the married people have to prepare for Matan Torah, that at the time of Maimon HaSinai, we don't allow a Balkari or we don't allow a Polenta Shech Mazera to participate. The Kabbalah Sator has to be Be'emu Be'ira Be'resus of the Ziya, and a Balkari with a Polenta Shech Mazera are in too happy a mood. It's a wonderful thing, but not in connection with Kabbalah Sater. Kabbalah Sater has to be with a serious attitude. The aim of the year, but essence of the year. So they weren't allowed to. So then after Kabbalah Sater, it's a now they're permitted. Shuvah lechem liyolech. That's called the Dovish of the Minyan, Tzachman Yenachal Atira. The Gemara says, we usually think of this then 99% of the time, 99.99% of the time, we think of this principle as a din de Rabbanah. When the rabbis instituted a rabbinical prohibition for a reason, whatever reason, let's say they instituted the Yontif Sheni Shel Golias. So why did they institute Yontif Sheni Shel Golias? I gevald, how are you going to know? You live so far away from Eretz Yisrael. How are you going to know when Rosh Chodesh is? How are you going to know when Yontif is? So there was a Sveik of the Yom, they didn't know when it was. So since at the time that they made the institution of Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, it makes sense, even if you live in a generation where there's instant information, you can call up on the telephone, you can get by email, you can find out right away when Yontif was. So the whole reason for the Takana Yontif Sheni Shel Golias doesn't make any sense today. So that's what the Gemara says, that's a Dovish of the Minyan. Whatever the rabbis voted on, Dovish of the Minyan means that they had a minyan of the Chachamim, they had a conference of rabbis and they voted on a rabbinic enactment. So even though the reasons for the Gzera no longer apply, Tzach Min Yenachal Atira, the Yisr de Rabbana doesn't fall apart automatically. You have to have another desdin convened to repeal the Gzera de Rabbana. Dov Shem Min Yitzach Min Yenachal Atira. So we're usually used to thinking of this on a level of the Rabbana. The Gemara says in Beitza, no, it even applies to within the Rabbana. On the level of the Raisa, for sure it applies. What do you mean on the level of the Raisa? If you should apply, where do you have on the level of the Raisa? That there's an Issa the Raisa that the Rabbi Shalom instituted for a certain reason. And when the reason no longer applies, the Issa still applies, even though the reason doesn't apply. Where do you have such Echitimsa? Where do we have such? The Gemara says here's the case. The Rabbi Shalom said, Altikshu Alisha, that the married people are not allowed to be together 3 days in advance in order that the women shouldn't continue to be. Polto Shichva Zera. A man is a Balkari, so go to the mikveh, 1, 2, 3, it'll solve this problem. But the women can be maybe polite to Shechazah up until 2, 3 days after. So that for 3 days, Altikshu Alisha. So the whole purpose of this Altikshu Alisha that the married couples have to separate only makes sense. L'kovet Kabbalah Satara, the Shechina. So this is all going to be over. After Shavuos, it's all over. So the whole reason for this Hayrashah, no longer applies after Kabbalah Zateres. So I should have understood on my own that it's Mutter. And nonetheless, we don't say on our own. The Rabbi Shimon had said, Yato, Lechem Olehem Shivu Lechem Yol Lechem. Now you tell them that they're permitted to go back to their wives. So the Gemara learns out from here that there's a principle there, I so, Davashim Minyan, Sof Minyan Achlatir. That the Gemara has to prove from additional sources that it even applies to Din and Rabban. That's the Gemara Beitz and Dafayim and Allah. Uminayin, even on Din and Rabban. So they quote a Mishnah. Mishnah Maseches Mashen, even on Dinam Derabbanan. But the Dinam Derabbanan is called the Tikkun Rabbanan, came the Raisa Tikkun. The real Din Derais is Dovashah Dominion on the level of Derais. And even in Dinam Derabbanan, it also applies. They pattern the Dinam Derabbanan after the Dinam Derais. So the Gemara says that that Pasuk, Shubalachem Yolechem, that's not a repeat of the mitzvah Piriviriviv. No, Piriviriviv is Namro Veloy Nishnah, so that's an example of this odd principle that up until Matan Torah the mitzvah period applied to everybody, and after Matan Torah it only applies to Yisrael, doesn't apply to Bnei Noach. Is there another example? Rather, this is not a full example of Namra V'loy Nishnis, because it does say Shuvu Lechem Li'Olechem, but that's not what it means. Shuvu Lechem Li'Olechem just means to be Mata the Yisrael of Altikshu Alisha Shlosha Yomim. This is Dov Shemimim Yitzach Menach La'atira. Where do you have the real example of Dovish and Namro of Eloi Nishnis? So the Gemara says the only real example you have is Gidan Osh. The Gidan Osh is written in Chumash Koide Matan Torah. It's written when Yankov had the fight with the Malach. It was given Koide Matan Torah. And it's Eloi Nishnis, never ever repeated anywhere in Chumash. Never mentioned anywhere, even Veremes. So the Gemara says that it's only Li Yisrael V'loi L'Bnei Noach. And the Gemara says, but that's only Aliba the Reb Yudah. That's on a manalat, about 13, 14 lines from the bottom. But on over here, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina developed this klal. Mitzvah shenemra, living in the earth, nishna is the Sinai. Abur Izzor, Gilerai, Sheikh Hazan, Meir, Menachai, Gezel, Dinim, all of those, the seven mitzvahs, Benenoyah, Birchas Hashem. That's nemra, Benishna, Zeb, Lazen, nemra. It applies to both. What if it's nemra, living in the earth, Beloy, nishna is the Sinai? What if it appears somewhere in Bereshus? The Tzivu is given Kodematan Torah, and it's not repeated. So then it only applies to Bnei Noach. But on the way in Lanu Ella, the only one example we have is Gid Anoshe, Aliba the Reb Yudah. Who's Reb Yudah? What's Reb Yudah? So Rashi tells you what the story is. Reb Yudah, that's a Chulam Daf Kuf. There is a Machlokes HaTanoim in the Mishnah there. Reb Yudah and the Chacham have an argument. When was the mitzvah of Gid Anoshe given? So Reb Yudah claims that it was given Kodem Atentar. It was given on that occasion. When Yankov had the fight with the Malach broke his leg and he was limping and says, Arkein le'yechu b'nei Yisrael gidan osher. So Rabbi Yudah understands in the Mishnah, b'nei Yisrael means the children of Yankov Avinu didn't need to gidan osher from that time on. They didn't need gidan osher at that time on. And the Chachamim disagree and they say, no, Arkein le'yechu b'nei Yisrael means the Jewish people don't need. It doesn't mean the children of Yankov Avinu. The Malach just changed his name from Yankov to Yisrael. So it says, Akein le'yechol b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael means Reuben, Shimon, Levi. B'nei Yisrael means the children of Yankov Avinu. So the Chachamim disagree. They say it's not true. That's not what it means. Akein le'yechol b'nei Yisrael, Gidan Osher means that this mitzvah was really given after Matan Torah. Why is it written here that you should know the historical background? You should understand where it comes from. But it's not that it was given at that time. So the Gemara is Rashi interprets the Gemara. The Gemara says here, do you have a mitzvah that was given Kodem Matan Torah that was never repeated and it only applies to the Jews and it doesn't apply to the Nachrim? So the Gemara says, Gina Anosha Aliba the Reb Yudah, that the mitzvah was given Kodem Matan Torah. It was given to the Bnei Yankov on the occasion that he fought with the Malach. The mitzvah was given then. It was never repeated, so therefore it only applies to Bnei Yisrael and doesn't apply to the Yom Sal Mashenik. And according to the Chachamim the Reb Yudah, They laken up. They say it was never given koidem matan ter. The mitzvah gid anasha was only given after matan ter. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. Gid anasha aliba de Reb Yudah. It's stated only in that parsha in Bereishis. Only then. But the Chachamim de Reb Yudah, the way Rashi learns the parsha Shav, the Chachamim de Reb Yudah say that it wasn't given koidem matan ter. It was only given way generations later after matan ter. The mitzvah Gid Anasha was given, but it's written here, Akein Leyochum, and he says Gid Anasha. It's like a Maimah Hamuzga, it's like a footnote. In parentheses, it's written after the occasion when Yankov fights with the Malach, that you should know what the background for the prohibition is. But it's not that it was given at that time. The word, that's the Machlag, is how do you translate the word B'nai Yisrael? B'nai Yisrael means the children of the old man, Yankov Avinu. Or B'nai Yisrael means the Jewish people, Jewish nation. It's referring to after Matan Torah. Yeah. That's the simple reading of the Gemara. The Rambam has a whole different shot. The Rambam has in the Pirush on Mishnayos there in Perek Yid Anasha and Daf Kuf and in the Yad HaChazaka as well. The Rambam has a Medrash Bereishis Rabbah which says the Pirush that Yid Anasha was given Koidem Matan Torah. He says each one of the Yovas had an additional mitzvah. Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Bris Milah. He says originally there were seven mitzvahs been enough. Then Avraham Avinu had a special relationship. He had a special krisis bris with the Rabbanu Shalom. The chatis bris Yaakov, bris Yitzchak, bris Avraham Esker. Each one of the others had a bris. So the Rambam understands the krisis bris means that each one had an added aspect to the kedushas Yisrael. Each one must have had an additional mitzvah. So Avraham Avinu had an additional mitzvah. He was given the mitzvah of bris milah. Yitzchak, the Rambam quotes in Medrash Yifrish Maisvus because it says that Vayimtzah Shem Me'er Shorim Vayivarach Er Hashem, he was an Eretz Plishtim and he had 100 times the tour that he expected to have because he made a Neimid L'maisis. You see that Yitzchak Yifrish Maisis, he was given that mitzvah which didn't exist before. Avraham Avinu couldn't even be Mafrish Maisis if he would try. It just wouldn't be Chalak. Yitzchak Avinu was given the opportunity to be Mafrish Maisis, get that additional mitzvah. And Yankov Avinu, the Rambam writes, was Nitztava on the mitzvah of Gid Anasha. So how does the Rambam read the Machlokes HaTanaim where the Gid Anasha was given Koidem Matan Torah? Now, so the Rambam gives a whole different interpretation. He says, no, Avade, Gid Anasha was given to Yankov Avinu on the occasion of the fight with the Malach. But the Machlokes HaTanaim and the Mishnah Chul and Dav Kuf is, why do we today still continue to observe this din of Gid Anasha? Do we observe it because it was given to Yankov Avinu? Or do we say no? And he passes no. We don't observe it because it was given to Yankov Avinu. We observe it today because it was repeated by Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. And there's no such thing as an obligation that was given to any other Navi other than Moshe Rabbeinu that's binding Lederus. By definition, a mitzvah means a mitzvah that's noyik throughout all the generations. Mitzvahs are only given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Any other tzaddik, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, any other Navi before or after Moshe Rabbeinu is only given Hayro Ashur. By definition. So the fact that that's what he makes this big yisoid in Nikar and Amunah, because we pass like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yudah. Kind of Rabbi Yudah is just not so. Kind of Rabbi Yudah, we today still observe the mitzvah of Gid Anasha as it was given to Yankov Avinu. But he says we don't accept Rabbi Yudah's opinion. We pass like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yudah. So he says we today continue to observe the mitzvah of Gid Anasha not because it was given to Yankov Avinu, but rather because it was repeated at Har Sinai. Because otherwise it wouldn't have been a mitzvah hanahegus l'doros. That's the Rambam. So the Rambam is really difficult to read in our Gemara, because the Gemara says, V'ono en lonu elo gid anasha v'alibe de Reb Yudah. That 15 lines from the bottom of Nun Tesamen Aleph. So the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara is, Alibe de Reb Yudah, the mitzvah of Gid Anasha was given Koidem Matan Torah. Alibe de Rabbanon. What? Not that it was never given, it was Nemra V'nishnas. It was given twice. According to the Rambam, Gid Anasha was given twice. It was given Koidem Matan Torah to Yankov Avinu. Then it was repeated at Har Sinai. We today observe it because it was repeated at Har Sinai. But it doesn't apply to the Yom HaSavim because from day number one it was only intended to Bnei Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says on Amud Beis. It says, Akein L'Yochel Bnei Yisrael is Gid Anasha. Not the same as Pirei V'Rivya. Pirei V'Rivya was originally given to all the Yom HaSavim. Gid Anasha was never given to the other Yom HaSavim. It was given Akein L'Yochel Bnei Yisrael is Gid Anasha. So it's really not a good example. So what did the Gemara say? Aliba, the Reb Yudah, this is an example of a case of Nemra, the Loi Nishnas. And the Gid Anasha was only given once, and it only applies to Bnei Yisrael. According to the Chachamim, the Reb Yudah, what's the pshat? It was Nemra Vinishnas. It was given twice. So Rashi says, no, it was never given originally. It was only given at Har Sinai. And the Rambam holds not that. The Rambam holds that it's nemar of mishnas. It was given twice, but it only applies to us. So it doesn't fit into the Gemara the way the Rambam writes. Rashi's pirish fits in very well. Rashi in Tosfos there in Chulin, Daf Kuf learns like Rashi also. But the Rambam's pshat is problematic over here in this Gemara. So here the Gemara has this this topic of Me'ika Midi. The Gemara says it doesn't make sense that you should have a prohibition that only applies to Bnei Noach and doesn't apply to Yisrael. It's in the middle of the context of this discussion. If you would have a mitzvah that was mentioned Koidem Antar, let's say Pirei B'Rivia or something else like that, a mitzvah that was formulated in Parshas Bereishis and Noach, that was originally given to the Bnei Noach, and then you're going to say it was never repeated at Har Sinai. So you're going to say that it only applies to the Bnei Noach and it doesn't apply to Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara says it cannot be. Mika Midi, that the Bnei Noach have this restriction, and we don't have it. That's impossible. That's the context on Arda. This same expression appears in Chulin, in the second paragraph of Chulin, around the Aflam Gimel. So there, the Gemara is talking about detailed cases. The Gemara there talks about, specifically, Eiv Menachai. So Eiv Menachai, let's say you somebody cuts off a leg from an animal, and then later on you shech the animal. So the leg that was cut off, or that fell off, doesn't matter, fell off or cut off, is an Eiv Menachai. It fell off from the animal before the animal died. So the Gemara asks Ashayla, whenever you shecht an animal, when you shecht the kon and the veshed, so when you shecht the windpipe, so the lungs are now detached from the animal. So the lungs should be an Eiv Menachai. You didn't finish the shechita. Or when you shecht, let's say you shecht the veshed first. So you shecht the foot pipe. So the foot pipe, all the kishkes, are, all the b'nei me'ayim are connected. So just like if you cut off a toe, so that toe will be an Eiv Menachai even if you shech the animal later. So Gemara says, if you shech first the veshet, so all of the kishkis, the whole the belly with everything that comes, all the B'nai Me'ayim are connected. So the B'nai Me'ayim should have an Isur Eiv Menachai. So the Gemara says, well, that's Hilcha Shechita. That's the definition of Shechita. So the Gemara says, well, that's the definition of Shechita as far as we're concerned. But as far as the Nachmi is concerned, we should say that you have to davka shoot the animal to death. And a Nachri is not allowed to eat. When we invite a Nachri to Yid Shachas and he can't give him kishke. So the Gemara has a machlekes, but the Mizamnim Nachri al B'nei Me'ayim. Are you permitted to give, apparently it wasn't so common to eat lung. Let's say lung, are you allowed to give Reya, lung to a Ben Noach, or B'nei Me'ayim to a Ben Noach? Maybe the lung and the B'nei Me'ayim, as far as we're concerned, it's not Eiv Menachai. That's the Torah prescribes that's the fashion of Shechita. That's the way you're supposed to do the Shechita. But if you're not a Yid, and you don't recognize Hilcha Shechita, so we should say that that's not acceptable. You should insist you have to shoot the animal or choke it to death. And if you're going to shech the animal by cutting the neck, so we should declare that the lungs and the B'nai Me'ayim, which are detached from the animal, as it's still jumping around before it drops dead, I should declare that that's an Eiv Menachai. So the Gemara says, can that be? So that's a machlekes amarayim and a machlekes arishayim. Had a pasna. Machlekes the Rambam and the Rashba had a pasna. Whether mizamnim b'nei noyach al b'nei meyayim or not. So that's the machlekes where they say mi'ikol midi. Can it be that there's such a thing that for the Israel it's mutter, for the b'nei noyach it's also? So that's not the same as our Gemara. Our Gemara is just talking in abstract. Is it possible that the b'nei noyach have a mitzvah that we don't have? That can't be. Whatever they have, we certainly have. But then, once you get to the nitty-gritty details, that's already that's a new sugya. That's here in our Gemara, there's no machlokes mika midi. Everybody subscribes to the principle mika midi. There in Chulin, some machlokes are amarayim and machlokes are rishayim. Why? Because there the Gemara is talking about details. From our perspective, there's a din of hilcha shechita. So you can't say that the lungs and the b'nei meyayim are eid menachaisim. So I can see yes, I can see no, I can see two tzadim. We just say mika midi. If for us it's mutter. There has to be mutter for the Bnei Noach. I say, no. It's for us, it's mutter because we were given Hilcha Shechita for the Bnei Noach. They weren't given Hilcha Shechita. So for them, this should be labeled. The Bnei Meyayim with the lungs should be labeled as Eiv Menachai. We both have the din of Eiv Menachai, but the details, the way it applies, don't necessarily have to be the same. So there, it's Shach Tavah Machlokes. The Gemara is not talking about details. The Gemara will bring up certain details here. But the details here, that may be a machlokes, that's what the Chassam Sofer talks in the Shiv, that may be a machlokes that should depend on the machlokes in Chulin. But it doesn't really affect the abstract principle. It cannot be Nika Midi. It cannot be that one of the seven mitzvahs ben enech won't apply to us. That they'll only apply to the Nachrin, and we'll have 613 mitzvahs missing one of the seven mitzvahs ben enech. That the Gemara says that's impossible. There are two different applications of the Kalal of the Nika Midi. We'll have to see Blinetta next week. We'll have to see whether there's a contradiction between the two Gemaras about the nitty gritty detail. Okay, the hour is late. I apologize for coming late. The traffic was really terrible. We left on time tonight, but the traffic was terrible. Just in today's Sedra and Parsha Shmini, there's something very, very fascinating. In Sukkah, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amen Aleph, there is a Machloikes HaTanoim, Rabbi Yudah Nachachamim, whether Makshinam Lulav LeEsrig, Aloy Makshinam Lulav LeEsrig. By Esrig, there's a din that has to be pre-Eitz Hodr. It has to be pretty Hodr. And when you have an Esrig and it's lacking Hodr, that's a Pasal HaEsrig. What if you have a Lulav HaYovesh? It looks awful. It's a Feltach and Hodr. But it doesn't say in the Chumash Hodr by an Lulav. It says Hodr by an Esrig. So it's a machlokes satanai, whether you make a hekesh between lulav makshin and lulav le'esrig, just like you require hodah by an esrig, you require hodah by lulav or not, machlokes satanai. So Rashi over there has a famous comment in Rabbi Yudah that we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah, we pass lulav by yovish is no good, because makshin and lulav le'esrig, you need hodah by esrig is a pasuk, creates hodah, you need hodah by lulav as well. But the Tana, Rabbi Yudah, is of the opinion that there's no hekesh, so Rashi effect akashas to make a hekesh. The darshan a hekesh. So what's the problem? So he says, no. Rashi writes, la'nitma hamidas li'daresh. The only midah that you have a right to darshan on your own is kalvachaymer. Kalvachaymer adam don me'atzma. All the other midas now. So Tosfos jumps on Rashi. They never heard of such a thing. It's not true. The only midah that you cannot darshan on your own is the midah of zereshavet. Ein adam don zereshavet me'atzma elam ken kipla mirabot. Kalvachaymer adam don me'atzma. You have yud gimel midah shatern dreshesem. So the Gemara has a lotion on two of them. Kalvachaymi can be done on your own, because Rishavi cannot be done on your own unless you have a tradition. What about the missing 11? What about the 11 meters in between Kalvachaymi and Rishavi? So it sounds like it's a machlegis. Rashi and Taisa. The Rashi sounds like he says, you cannot darshan anything on your own unless you have a Kabbalah, with the exception of Kalvachaymi. And Taisa says, no, you can darshan everything on your own with the one exception of Rishavi, which you cannot darshan on your own. So later, Achrayim said, that's how Achrayim writes. Machlegis, Rashi and Taisa. Later, Achrayim say it's not true. The Chidor quotes the Zachrayim. Later, Zachrayim says it's not true. Rashi never said it. Rashi only said, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yudah. The Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion, the Eironim don hekesh meyatzmo, they're talking about a hekesh. Whether makshinon lulav liyasik, whether you can make a hekesh on your own or not, the Rabbi Yudah holds like that, but the Chachamim, whose opinion is the accepted opinion, hold like what Taisa said. That you can darshan all the midas with the exception of the Rishava, for that you have to have tradition. So this is the way the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam makes a big fuss about this in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis. He divides all of Torah Shebaal Peh into five different parts. And then he says the bulk of the Torah Shebaal Peh, the drushes that the Chachamim came up with over the generations, and every generation, whenever there was no tradition, said they would develop an idea what the din should be, and these became dinim deraisis. But he says these are called Divrei Sofrim, where the Chachamim came up with the ideas and had no tradition. He says there were those who are of the opinion that all the halachas the Chacham had traditions on. He said, how do you have so many machlokes in the Gemara? Every machlokes is based on a mistake. Someone had a wrong tradition. Or someone forgot the tradition. Or someone had a false tradition. Either somebody had a tradition the other one didn't have. He was absent that day. When the Rebbe said over to them, he was absent. Or he heard it wrong. Or he had a wrong tradition. So he says it's a maguna, it's a double maguna to say like that, that every machlokes and shas is based on a mistake, that someone simply made a mistake. They had traditions on everything, and everything is just based on a mistake. He doesn't like that at all. There were many goyim who are like that. The Ram doesn't like that at all. He says, no, whenever they had a tradition on, tradition is a tradition. That's the halacha, right? Whenever there was no masur, there was no tradition. So it's open fields. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. So the Chachamim have the right to darshan all the midas. He holds like the Taisis. All the midas you can darshan on your own. And then the Rambam has in the Yarach Hazaka, he quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, right in the beginning of Shvius, that when it comes to any of the midas shatarin adreshes them, every bezdin in every generation has the right to darshan the way they see fit, and you don't have to be greater b'chokhmah v'minyan to disagree with an earlier bezdin. The Gemara says, "Ain bez niyochel v'bat b'libi bez mechaber mekengar ma'imena b'chach ma'zeminyan." That's if you want to repeal the takana de rabbanon. If an earlier bez made a takana de rabbanon, a later bez wants to repeal it. Ain't bez niyochel levatol dibi bez mechaber, but if not levatol dibi bez mechaber, they darshan a din like that, and I hold that the din is not so. So Rav Moshe Feinstein a lot of times disagrees with the Nadi Yehuda and Nachsam Sofer, many gedolei apostles. So he was attacked. What is he so arrogant? He thinks that he was greater than all of these gedolim together. The attacked Rav Moshe was arrogant. So Rav Moshe said he doesn't think he doesn't. Anyone who remembers Rav Moshe Feinstein just died. He was the epitome of humility. He wasn't at all. There are a lot of people who act as if they're humble, but they're very arrogant. But Rav Moshe was mamish humble. He didn't know what arrogance meant. So he said he didn't think that he was greater than the Chassam Sofer and the Rabbi Yehuda. He thinks that they're greater than him, but he says he still has the right to disagree. This halacha ein lecha l'shefet shebi'amecha, and he quoted this Rambam. The Rambam quotes our Yerushalmi like that. It's also quotes all the Rishonim quotes our Yerushalmi. The only time you need greater b'chokhmah v'minyan to reverse the psak is if the original psak was a takana de rabbanan. But if you're arguing what's a din deraisa, so yiftach b'dara kishmul b'dara v'asal ha'shefet shebi'amim ha'in ein lecha l'shefet shebi'amecha. So he says, even if I'm not as great as the Chassam Sofer, you may argue the point and say that I'm not entitled to an opinion. Okay? I may not be entitled, but he thought, with all the respect, he thought he was entitled to an opinion. So he said, once he thought he was entitled to an opinion, then he's entitled and obligated to give his honest-to-goodness opinion, even if it's in disagreement with people who are greater than him. You have such a Gemara in Zvachim, Adav Samach Aleph, I think. The Gemara says, the whole proof is by Srishan, they did Nisa Chayayin in one way. And then it came beginning at Vaisheni, so they made the Shisen, that's one opinion in the Gemara. One Tana says like that, they made the Shisen, and they did Nisa Chayayin differently. The Gemara says, Mei Korasava, originally they darshan the Pesukim like this, Lebesav Kosava, they darshan the Pesukim like that. So the Sfasem says, Kanat Gemara, it means that Chas Vishalom, the whole Kufas Vais Rishon for 410 years, they were never Yotzi the Mitzvah of Nisa Chayayin. Because we pass them like the Baisheni. So it comes out that they did it wrong the whole 410 years. And he gives the whole complicated answer with Nisim, that's Baisheni. There was a Nes in Baisheni. There wasn't a Nes. It's a Doichik Dikateret. The Pashto says, no. Well, that's exactly the club. Eilu v'yele divin l'kim chayim. Ein lucha l'shefet shebi'amecha. The whole Kufas Baisheni. The Chachamim Paskin. One way to darshan the Pesukim. Kufas Baisheni. They Paskin a different way. They have the right to Paskin their way. In this regard, 410 years of practice, and they had the right to darshan their way, and disregard the fact that there was another way of looking at the psukim. When it comes to drashas psukim, when it comes to dinim deraisa, there is no halacha of gadol b'chachma minyan. Everybody passes the way he sees fit. So you have in today's sedra, in Parshas Shmini, you have a machlokes Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. What's the din? So Aaron came up, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that, also, why didn't they eat it? So, Aaron darshan akal v'chaymer. That's how the Gemara says in Zvachim. So we have a pasuk by Maisa Sheni that you say by Vida Maisa lo achal to be oinim imena. Then oinim is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. So Aaron made a kal v'chaymer to kodshim. Madach Maisa Sheni is nechal to Yerushalayim, is nechal to Zar. But still, because it's kodesh, and oinim is not permitted to eat it, so kodshim kodshim. It's nechal to zichikun in the azor. It's for sure that an ayin is not allowed to even kachim kam. It's also a kavachayim. It's also a kavachayim. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was told that zibo ochel tochlo. No, that was only on the korbanos of Hayru Ashur. And Doris Mishol le'yafin. And the din le'doris should really be that an ayin is not permitted to eat. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, not bad. Maskin. He's maskin with him. But it's fascinating. The Torah incorporates a chunk of Torah Shebal Peh. The Gemara says this was a pilpul. This is a shayla tshuva. So Aaron Akoyin came up with a shayla tshuva. He disagreed with Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, "Look, if you have the final set, it's Taras Moshe. You're not going to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu." He gave it to him for his approval. Moshe Rabbeinu was masking supply for the sasai. So what's taka the din? Someone today who wants to disagree with this kal v'chaymer, someone with dingzach would be kal v'chaymer. So, Rav Moshe has the right to dings with the Chassam Sofer. Everyone has the right to dings with the Nidr Shatern, with everybody from the earlier generations. So let's say, if someone will want to dings up with what Aaron HaKohen said, it's only Torah Shabbat Peh, it's only from the Nidr Shatern, and that's only Divrei Sofrim. And Divrei Sofrim, everybody in every generation has the right to disagree. The stomach, this is a little different, no? If, If it's already recorded in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu was maskin, so Mustama, that's the end of the debate. No. No one later has a right to disagree. Let's say there would be a stalemate. Let's say there would be a machlokes Aaron and another 70s Cain will hold one way. Moshe Rabbeinu would zog v'kaket. So they can outvote Moshe Rabbeinu. Mustama nansam. So Mustama, once Moshe Rabbeinu is maskin, so Mustama, that's the end of the discussion. Then you can't have the Rambam is going to agree over here. The Yerushalmi is not going to say, Eloch HaLashevet Shabiyamecha, that someone in a later generation has the right to disagree. But whatever the Yerushalmi says it, and the Rambam says it, and the Taisus says it, all the Rishonim say, if it's not recorded in the Chumash that Moshe Rabbeinu took a stand, he was masking with what Aaron HaKohen said, then Walter's Giblitten. This is Divrei Sofrim. And then, Eloch HaLashevet Shabiyamecha, just because the person who wrote this Shadus HaTshuvos lived 3,000 years ago, doesn't give him more authority than someone who lived in a later generation. Moshe could write a tshuva and disagree. But because Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim, the Chumash records it that Moshe Rabbeinu was maskim, so this is already elevated to a higher level. It's not just plain old divisor. It's different from all other divisor.
Could you touch to explain when we say Tosfos in Bay with Davishim a million by the Kfura and Yontif Sheni? Sometimes it doesn't apply, sometimes it does apply. Davishim a million. So I never understood all of the quotes.
Yeah?
When, I don't know, like Shabbos, the Zaydus is some money, the Gavin Rufur. It doesn't apply today. You can't walk into it. Sometimes the Rishayim applies. You know, the place is rush here. I would wonder if you could next time.
Okay. We'll need that. Have my safer a piece on that. Don't you mean?
Yeah.
I say the Eretz Yisrael have a good piece. Yeah, very good. Pardon me?
They have a trait
for the
baby.
That's what they want. Did you ask for someone else where the Rambam is? About you asked?
A couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago.
About the not having.
I don't know if I got it that night, but I brought it in.
Thank you.